India. Dash. Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction. At its best.
A terror on screen and an invincible talent off screen. With unique style, yes, we are talking about the red hair and impressive personality. She has won over the hearts of millions of fans. Hey Bhagu, kaun bhool sakta hai unki ye ever so famous line. Her rebellious character of Anvesha is quite popular with the young and old crowd of today, as she has helped redefine the youth of today. Ladies and gentlemen of India Forums community, dil thaam ke rakhiye and let's give a very big round of applause to one and only Priya Wal to tell you chaska today. Hi Priya, welcome aboard.
Hi, how are you doing? It's great to be here, man.
It's great to have you in our show, Priya. Priya, first of all, yeah. I have to tell you, like, I loved you in Remix. I think it was it was much needed youth show in the television, especially after Banegi Apni Baat. So in Telly Chaska,
yes. In
Telly Chaska, it is all about masti. So let's start a masti bhari round with you.
Okay,
great. So my first question is, if you were invisible for a day, what kind of mischief would you do?
If I was invisible for a day, then I would really trouble all the people I don't get along with. And I just go have a lot of fun. I'll go and just do all the musty that I really want to do and all the wild things that I want to do, which I can't do. It would be great fun to do something like that.
Oh, great. So do you want to share those wild things with us?
No, just, you know, like act crazy and do these things that, you know, probably, especially people when they recognize you, you really can't do all that madness. I would love troubling people and just having a blast and having a laugh at everyone's expense. It would have been fun.
Perfect Anvesha answer, I have to tell you that.
Yes, and I would have loved to trouble Timbo, of course. Because I missed, like, since we stopped shooting for Remix, I missed troubling her. So it would be good fun to go and trouble her.
Yes, great. So another question. If you could reborn as an animal, what animal would you want to be and why?
As an animal, I would love to be a tiger, man. I just love the tigers. I think they're so beautiful and they're so great. But, and I just love tigers. I would love to be a tiger.
Okay. And if you have the choice of acting in a bold movie with Imran Hashmi, directed by Mahesh Bhatt, or doing an item song in Ram Gopal Varma's movie, what would you choose and why?
Yeah!
I know, that's a tough one.
I wouldn't really do any, but maybe for fixed, I would try my mind at the item number.
Okay.
Honestly, I wouldn't do any, but if I had to do one of them and someone put a gun at my head, then I would probably do the Ram Gopal Varma item number and make it a whole comic thing, because I'd be very bad at item number.
Why not Imran Hashmi?
No, let's not even go down that line.
Okay.
I will do a scoop on item numbers, yes.
Okay, good. You get a chance to prosecute one co-star from Remix. So who is the lucky devil and why would you choose that individual?
One person who I would prosecute.
Prosecute, I mean, you know, you want to sue that person. Yes.
Prosecute, right?
Yeah.
One person, it would be Raj Singh Arora, who was
Why?
Because he troubled me a lot. He would always forget that we are acting. In Goa, the sequence when he was supposed to drown me, he actually drowned me.
Okay.
He actually sat on top of me and I was like in the sea, like, and I'm screaming out, okay, that Raj, stop it. I wasn't even saying Yogi. But this man was so into the sea that he nearly killed me. And so many times he was like, He hit me in real, then we were doing the scene. He's dropped Shweta, he's boxed Sid, he's a terror on screen, so I would prosecute him and he would be sitting in jail for all the things that we've been through because of him.
So he's terror off and on screen both, huh?
Yes, he just forgets he's acting, he gets so carried away and, you know, it's like, seriously, we were with broken hands and, you know, like, I was choked. Even there was this another sequence in Goa where he was supposed to choke me and he actually choked me. I was going to die. So, he's quite crazy.
Okay, great. Okay, now tell me, Suppose you wake up one morning and your hair is not red anymore. It's not the usual black or brown either. So if you could give Anvesha another hair color from yellow, pink, orange and blue, what color would that be and why?
I think if Anvesha would to have another haircut, I think it should be, she should just get her head shaved completely. She would be cool.
But if completely wild.
If I have to choose between all these colors, it would be a mix. It would be like all the colors mixed together. But just for your information, by the way, since previous has ended, I've gone back to my black hair. I'm no longer a red hair girl.
Okay. We really miss that red hair. I mean, come on, you brought the fashion. Fashion amongst all the youth of
Mexico. Yeah, even I missed it, but now I'm back to usual.
Okay, back to black.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, a teenage fan of yours comes up to you one day and asks you, Aati kya khandala? What would your response be?
Aati kya khandala?
Yeah.
Depending on my mood and depending on the person who's asking, probably I just go off for a wild ride or just go have some fun. That is, it was honestly, since I've come to Bombay, I've lost like crazy, I haven't really seen the place.
Okay.
So, probably I would just take off and go check out the place. Nothing more. Just go check out the place. Because I love traveling and exploring. Mm-hmm. It would be fun, probably, depending on my mood, if I'm not doing anything. I just might like say, okay, let's make a group of friends and just go.
Okay. That'll be great. And what about John Abraham asking you? What if he asked you the same question in Amir Khan style? Aati kya khandala? What would your response be then?
I was just an Amir Khan honestly, I John Abraham is great and all, but I'm not like too crazy about him.
Mm-hmm.
I love Amir Khan. I think he's too cute. He's too great an actor.
Yes, he is.
But honestly, I'm not starstruck. So, you know, I'm not like, you know, like I won't be like swept off my or blown off my feet or something. So,
okay. So like, who's your favorite star in Bollywood?
My favorite star in Bollywood. I like Amir Khan. Mm-hmm. I like Nasiruddin Shah.
Okay.
And yeah, these are two guys.
Great.
I like KK Menon. I think he's a brilliant actor.
Yes, he is. Definitely. Well, Ayasin, yeah. That was really cool answers from the very cool Anvesha Priyawal. Well, the fun continues with our next segment of rapid fire questions. So stay tuned with Kirti and Priyawal. Okay, now Priya, in our rapid fire round, I'll give you two options and you have to choose one of them. Okay, it has to be really quick.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, ready.
Clear. Yeah.
iPod or MP3 player?
MP3 player.
Desktop or laptop?
Laptop.
White or pink?
White.
Dress or skirt?
Skirt.
Fast. Jhalak Dikhlaja or It's Time to Disco?
Time to Disco.
Hrithik Roshan or Shah Rukh Khan?
Hrithik Roshan.
Wine?
Yeah.
Or dinner?
Dine,
yes. Read or write?
Read. No, yeah, both. Actually, read.
Okay. Left or right?
Left.
Madhuri or Sridevi?
Madhuri.
Karthi or Satya?
Satya.
Eyes or ears?
Eyes.
Okay. Our ears definitely enjoyed that first rapid round. And since you did so well in our first rapid fire round, let's move on to the next one. Okay, Priya, hypothetically speaking, let's say you're having a competition with Pinocchio.
Okay? With Pinocchio, okay.
We all know that Pinocchio's nose grows when he lies. You need your nose to grow bigger than his.
Okay, so then we have to lie more.
Yes. So you need to say one big fat funny lie about each of the following co-stars of yours, and I will refer their names with their on-screen names so that our listeners can relate.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Anvesha.
Anvesha is the most timid, sweet little girl who will always listen to her mama and always listen to her teachers. She's very docile.
Okay. Yuvi.
Yuvi, Raj Singh Arora is 7 feet 4 inches tall. He's a gentleman, he's very well mannered, and he loves his studies and his father a lot.
Okay. Ranveer.
Ranveer is a gentleman also, and he is extremely chivalrous, and he is the darling of all the cast and crew in Ringmix. Okay. Meher is an angel and she's always wide awake. She never sleeps on the set. She has no boyfriend and she is the most Satya Savitri girl that you could ever produce.
Okay.
Pri is like, she's the queen of dieting. She never overeats. Mm-hmm. And she is like, she just can't act. She can't act at all.
Sid.
Sid, he is an intelligent guy. He doesn't even look at girls. He is always in his books. And he is the coolest guy in Phoenix. And basically, yeah, he's very intelligent.
Okay, Mr. Jambal.
Mr. Jambal, he is the best principal in the world. Mm-hmm. He has never taken any bribes. He doesn't have an affair with Sonia Ray. He is the most, like, he's the best man to look up to. And he's always, like, he's not, like, corrupt or anything. Mr. Jambal is a great principal.
Okay. Sonia Ray.
Sonia Ray, she's a role model. Mm-hmm. And she is best example of motherhood. And Sonia Ray, she will always remember her lines. You know, she has to teach me my lines. I didn't have to teach her lines. I didn't have to carry her script and keep repeating her lines so that we didn't take more takes. She used to learn her lines at night. One day before shooting, she used to come and learn her lines. She's brilliant.
Okay, that was simply amazing. वैसे प्रिया झूठ बोलना तो बुरी बात है लेकिन आई थिंक ऑल आवर मेंबर्स मस्ट हैव डेफिनेटली एंजॉयड दिस. सो कंटिन्यूइंग विद अ फेमस टेली चस्का ट्रेडिशन, प्रिया आई वुड लाइक टू आस्क यू टू प्लीज सिंग एनी सॉन्ग ऑफ योर चॉइस इन द मोस्ट मेलोडियस वॉइस ऑफ योर्स फॉर योर फैंस एट इंडिया फोरम्स.
सिंग?
यस, यू हैव टू डू दैट.
I have to sing.
Yes.
Okay, just hold on. I will just sing you. I'm actually a professional singer. I became an actor by chance. So I am going to make you listen to one of my songs that I was just recording in the studio. It's a brilliant track. I'll just make you listen to it, okay? One sec.
We would love to have you live.
It's a very
live, I mean. We would love you to sing right now. Not
recorded. Yeah, I'm singing.
Okay, great.
No. Yeah, this is me. Okay. I'm singing this other song. It's called Breathing.
Breathing.
Okay, it's a brilliant song. That breathing. It's a brilliant song, and let me just clear my throat, okay?
Yeah.
It's also sung by this girl called Aurun. I think she copied me. She must have just heard my song on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a. She's, yeah, it's just gonna start, okay? I'm just gonna sing.
No, Priya, we would want you to sing.
I can't do this to me and my. And the people who like me, I cannot sing on air. I cannot.
Just sing one line now. Any song from Remix? Come on, you have to do that for your fans.
One sec. I'll just get some background vocals also.
We don't need that. Trust me, your voice will do the wonders.
Okay, here. I'm singing, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm singing much, much.
Okay. Yes, Priya, that was wonderful.
What happened is that these group of beggars I picked up from the road the other day, and what has happened is I'm trying to make them feel good about themselves. They're very bad singers. So the psychiatrist told me that if I do anything too good in front of them, they will commit suicide.
Okay.
So I'm behaving my worst right now.
Well, we needed that.
Like, since I'm a celebrity, I have to do my part with charity and stuff. So that's it. Okay? So people who heard me singing are singing bad purposely.
Well, friends, that was Priya singing, and wasn't that wild and naughty as she is? And I'm sure all of us really, really enjoy it. Okay, folks, now we'll be asking our favorite Anvesha loads of questions, so stay tuned. Now, Priya, let's hear what your fans have to ask you. Okay. Yeah. Shreya rocks, Ashi rocks, Divya Ashi makes wants to know, what did Remix mean to you and what change has it brought in your life?
See, you know, things like Remix happen only once in a lifetime to someone. Mm-hmm. And I was very, very lucky that my first acting assignment was Greenix. Mm-hmm. And what has happened is with Greenix, my life has completely changed. I've got to know myself better. I've got a break in this tough industry. Mm-hmm. And Greenix will always be close to my heart because, hey, it was my first assignment there. And now nothing else can compare to Greenix. And one thing that's happened is now I've become very choosy. Whatever work's coming to me, I always compare it to it as good as Greenix or better. So, yeah, Remix has made me, and Remix has also introduced me to all you guys who have, like, you know, become such loyal fans of the show. Yeah. So, it's been a great, great experience, and I still get goosebumps talking about it.
Yes. Okay, Priya. So, now, tell us, what was the last scene that you shot for Remix, and what were you feeling that time? And Vesha rules, and Anima wants to know about this.
Oh my God, the last day of shooting was, like, totally crazy. We all knew it's the last day, but only when we reached the set, we could feel the whole, you know, like everybody's feelings, everybody was so emotional. And somehow, it was so ironic that in all the scenes I keep blabbering, but in the last day of shooting, I had no lines. I was just like passing by in scenes and just sitting around. And finally, last scene of the day, I had three lines. And I was shooting with Shweta. Mm-hmm. And both of us, it came on air long back. And it wasn't the last scene of Remix on air, but we shot that scene last, and we weren't supposed to have tears in that scene, and Shweta and I both had tears throughout the scene, and the director just zoomed the camera straight onto my face, and everybody who was watching it on the monitor in the other room, everybody was like close to tears, and we all broke down after Remix got over the last shot. Mm-hmm. And it'll always be like a crazy moment. And I didn't act that day. I mean, that scene was just me talking generally. It was just too emotional and it was too heartbreaking that Remix was finally over. So that's what the last scene meant to all of us. But then we partied like crazy after that. Because it was the last day all of us would be together. So we just had a blast. It was good fun.
Our members really missed the Remix. In fact, you know, when the Remix was about to end, our members signed a petition form and they were like sending it to the director of the show. Please, we don't want Remix to stop. I mean, we want Remix to continue. So, is there any chance that Remix Part 2 will come?
See, you know, I don't know, there are some rumors that people, a lot of fans have been mailing me and calling me up and saying that Remix is starting again. But honestly, I have no idea about it, and we have not been contacted by the channel or the production house. We have no news. At least the four of us are totally in the dark about it. Okay. And if there is a Remix coming back, maybe it's coming back with a new saga. I have no idea. But we guys have surely finished our contract with Remix. As of I know, Remix is not starting again.
Well, for our members, Remix cannot be without four of you.
That's really sweet, yeah.
Priya, you have a huge fan following in our forum and somehow you have been a source of inspiration to them. A lot of members look up to you. So let's hear what they have to say about you. This girl, Anvesha Rules, that's her IF screen name. She writes, "Hi Priya, I just want to congratulate you on choosing to play a character like Anvesha who has knowingly or unknowingly inspired so many people. You have been a motivational factor in my life. And I just want to say a big thank you for giving me so much through the character of Ashi. Ashi rocks and so does Priya. Lots and lots of love from your craziest fan, Ashita."
That's really sweet, yeah. That's really nice. And whatever I say is, you know, all these kids and all these people who put me up on a pedestal, thanks a lot. And it means a lot to me. It really means a lot to me that you guys have looked up to Ashi's character and Ashi's helped you through. And she's been like a real friend to you guys. Thanks a lot.
Okay, another one, Ashi. There's another crazy fan of yours, Ashi Coolest. She says, "Hey Priya, this is Nehal and me a huge, huge, huge fan of yours. Your character of Ashi inspired me in many ways. You are the first actress on TV who has had such a huge impact on my life. I totally adored every scene of yours in Remix. Whether it was your chemistry with UV or the love-hate relationship with Sonia or the rivalry with Tia, you were simply the best. No doubt one of the finest actors on TV today. Now that Remix is over, I miss seeing you every day."
Well, am I supposed to like reply to everything right now? It's like, do I comment on all the matters or are you just reading on all the letters of the go?
No, just comment. I mean, they'll really like it.
Okay, great. See, See, the thing, it really sweet of you to say all these things about me being a fine actor and all. Honestly, I'm just learning. This was my first working experience. I was the luckiest person in the world to play a character like Andesha. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that all of you have related to it so much. And I'm telling you, you know, every time I meet people and call me Ashi and they talk to me about my character, like I'm one of your friends, it touches me like crazy. It's like I'm some part of your family. And all I want to say is just, I'm happy that me playing Andesha and inspired you guys to just keep going. The sky's the limit. Just have fun. Live your life with your own rules. Don't harm anyone. Have a good heart and you'll be fine. That's it.
Great. That was a lovely message for our members. Now, Priya, this is really fun. Our India Forum members are far-sighted and they have been inspired by 20 years leap at other serials. So they want to know, what if Remix takes a 20-year leap? Will Ashi UV be married? What would be the name of their first child? Smithy Love Ash wants to know that.
Well, if 20 years leave, I don't think Ashi UV will still be married. Probably they'll still be seeing other people and still fighting like cats and dogs, and probably will still have that underlying attraction and chemistry for each other.
Uh-huh.
And even if they're married, I'm sure they can't live in the same roof for like more than like 4 or 5 hours. So they'll have separate rooms and probably they'll be even fighting over what to name the kids. You know, with Ashi UV, just nothing is predictable. The only thing that is predictable is that they're already going to keep fighting.
Okay. And what would be the name of Priya's first child? Okay, we spare you that. Okay, our member CoolGirl_13 is asking, who is your personal favorite Remix character?
My personal favorite, I love Bree. I just love her. I think she's too cute. She was the best actress out of all of us. I'm telling you, she was the most natural actress and she's adorable. Her character was really good. I even liked Varun's character a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sid's character, like, went down, you know. Like, I love them in Timbo Thakur. Bree was good in everything and Varun was also, like, crazy with it, all his fumbling and things like that. These two characters were my personal favorite.
Okay. Your fan Ashi Rocks wants to know about your favorite scene with the following characters. What is the favorite scene between Ashi and UV? Apart from fighting.
Ashi and UV, I love the famous garden scene with all the kids also like. It's that scene which is often done in the North Indian where we go sneak out of college and then we jump across the gate and, you know, it's in the moonlight and you guys are like teasing each other. And it's the first time when we just start seeing each other, so it was a very nice scene. And we're shooting back to around 2 in the morning, so we had quite a nice time shooting that scene. That's my favorite scene in the movie.
Okay, great. What about Ashi and Sonia?
Ashi and Sonia, all the scenes were crazy. I like the scene, there was a scene which I was doing in Goa where I was supposed to be hanging by them. I hung myself, I'm acting as a committed suicide. So we guys had a blast shooting, that didn't even came on the blooper thing. I love that scene with her. I recently liked the pumpkin scene with her, which is really nice, where I'm just talking to the pumpkins about when I've lived that butt in class. I made a sculpture of a butt and then I'm in trouble. I'm talking to the pumpkins and Sonia was overhearing that. So that was really nice too.
Okay, great. What about Ashi and Tia?
Ashi and Tia, I love all the scenes that I tormented her. When I put soap on her head, when I dropped the shake on her head in the canteen, when the boxing match with her, and all the scenes when I take her case and I come out here were my favorite scenes with him.
What about Ashi and Ranveer?
Ashi and Ranveer, well, I've had a couple of very good scenes with him. One scene was when I come back from London, and MP and all these people get him into the garden and he doesn't know what's happening and I jump onto him.
Mm-hmm.
And Ranveer didn't know I'm going to jump onto him, so it was quite a funny scene because he nearly dropped me. And it turned out to be very cute. And there's this other scene of his when he's missing his dad. It's his dad's death anniversary. And I go and I'm looking for him and I'm scolding him. And then he tells me that it's his dad's death anniversary. And we have this emotional scene under the tree, which is very nice.
Okay.
And there's this other scene with him where I kiss him and I'm teasing him about the girlfriend. So it was really funny. A nice scene with him.
Okay. Okay. Tell us about your favorite scene, like the most favorite scene in the in remakes.
Honestly, I can't come down to one scene, but the last scene of Venus will be one of my most like favorite and will mean a lot to me. Plus, the whole Togo Thakur episode, I just loved it. I was just laughing throughout while we were shooting. We were improvising throughout, and we had a blast. And the angels were just sleeping the whole day because that's what their role was. They were supposed to sleep and Sid and I doing all the naughty things. And it was a good time shooting that Togo Thakur episode. That was my favorite episode till date.
Great. And this fan of yours, she also has a message for you. Hi Priya, this is Harshada, a huge fan of yours. I don't know what to say. It seems so real to be communicating with Priya Well. The moment I saw you on TV, that was April 2005, I fell in love with the character of Anvesha. I don't think I have ever been affected by any TV character as I have been by Ashi. Hope you succeed in everything you do and keep on inspiring us as you have done so many times till now.
Thanks a lot. Like I said earlier, I've been privileged to play Anvesha's character. I'm so happy that you guys accepted her and understood the brat and the child in Anvesha. And I'm so happy that all of you had fun watching what Anvesha was always doing because I had a great time playing her and all the responses that I got from you guys. So just keep rocking and hopefully Remix has shown the way to future shows. And there are some good shows that are going to come which, you know, cater to the youth and which you people can relate to. I'm really hoping so, okay? Good luck.
And Priya, are you doing anything more? Like, we are all waiting to see you in new serial. So, any forthcoming serial of...
Well, see, after Remix, a show like Remix, I don't want to just jump into any other serial. Honestly, I've worked for like crazy for the last 2 years, which is like 16, 17 hours a day. So, I'm just taking a break right now. I'm enjoying the Bombay monsoon. And I'm just getting fit. I'm joining the gym. I'm doing yoga. And I'm going for a few auditions. I'm listening to a few characters that people are calling me to play. And within a month or so, I'll probably decide what I want to do. Right now, I'm just chilling. I don't want to jump into another daily straight away. So I'm just taking my time. And hopefully, I'll have some good news for all of you pretty soon.
So, do you have any plans to do Saas Bahu series, Zabeen? Any Ekta Kapoor show?
See, I haven't... I don't have any mind block or anything that I can't do anything else like a Saas Bahu show, but I have to believe in the character. If a Saas Bahu show has placed a person like me and has comes up with a character which I can relate to and which I think I can do justice to and which probably makes sense, I would, depending on what character I get. I do not see myself playing a Saas or a Bahu right now, so that is out of question. But if a good character which I can relate to and which I enjoy, then I'll do it.
Okay. We really can't imagine Anvesha being a Tulsi or a Parvati. I mean, that would be so not Anvesha.
Yeah, I'm doing it in Anvesha way, man. I'm telling you, it'll be crazy. But yeah, that is out of the question. I can't do that right now.
Okay, give us a Tia line in Anvesha style. I mean, how will...
give us Tia line?
Yeah.
Like, yes, oh God.
How will Tia say in Anvesha style?
Tia, she'll be like, what if she said? She said, come on, you right? She will be like, hurry up! Hurry up! Papa! Papa! I don't know how she'll speak, yeah. Tia is the same. She's too much like, papa, papa. I should just keep taking her case because Shweta Gulati actually became like Tia Ahuja by the end of the season. She started doing these crazy, dumb things which I keep taking her case. That's why I still have a name stored as Timbo on my phone. Because she just got too much into the character, I think.
Okay, a lot of our members, Ashi rocks, Anvesha rules, Animatesh, I love Ashi, Ria _ Remix wants to know, how was it to shoot for the Ashi UV patch-up scene? Did you and Raj have any inputs or suggestions for the episode? If so, what were they?
See, what happened is, Remix somehow ended before we all thought it would end. What happened is, in the end, when we got to the ending, a lot of patchwork had to be done. Basically, they had to show you guys, you know, getting a professional band thing, Sunita Ahuja, Sonia Kapoor, Sonia Ray getting together, Yuvi Ashi getting together. There were too many things to happen that not too much focus could be given to one particular track. Mm-hmm. The movie actually happened very fast. So honestly, Raj and I personally didn't get time to think about how we're going to do it or how it's going to happen. We just got the script that we got and okay, this is the scene we are just making up. So we did the best we could with that scene. We didn't, we didn't have any suggestions as such. We just did it the way we would normally do it. You know, the last 2 years, how we would react, how Ashley would react. Mm-hmm. There was no long drawn process. It was just one scene. So it went off pretty well and it was a very nice moment for us and we were very happy because we knew there were a lot of Disney Ashley fans, you know, they were thrilled and just how much it means to them and how much they've been praying for this to happen. And we were very happy for them.
Yeah, because like our members were eagerly waiting for Ashi UV to fall in love again, to patch up. So it really meant a lot to all of them.
Yeah, it was long overdue. Yeah, it was long overdue. So finally it happened. Unfortunately, the season ended with that. So there's nothing further that could have been done. So that's it.
Okay. Members want to know, well, Priya, can you cook? If so, what can you cook?
Can I? What can I cook? I can make bands of chicken. And I can make the breakfast. That is probably, and one more thing I know how to make is one paneer. This paneer I know how to make, but this paneer and tikka I've made like probably 20 in my life, and every time I still have to look into the recipe book, so every time I forget, I don't cook. So Sagittarian, I'm a total outdoor person. I can't be confined into kitchen and stuff, but to survive, I learned how to make chicken and paneer, and I make very good breakfast. I love salami, sausages, and things like that. So, total knowledge.
Okay. Manjot and Divyashi Mix wants to know, what is your favorite dish to eat?
Favorite dish? I love Chinese food. Yeah, I love spicy food. So, any good Chinese food. I'm not into seafood too much. Chicken. Szechuan chicken with fried rice, I love that. And I like apna ghar ka khana also. I miss that since I'm not good. Mm-hmm. But I love bhindi. So that's it. Totally exchange. Chinese food and bhindi.
Deadly combination.
Yeah.
Okay. So which is your favorite dialogue from the ones that you have spoken apart from Hey Bhagu and Madge wants to know.
तुम्हारे नेक पर 365 डिग्री पर रोटेटिव स्प्रिंग अटैच हुआ है जो कभी भी किसी ह्यूमन फीमेल स्पेशल तुम्हारे नेक्स्ट 365 डिग्री का रोटेशन स्प्रिंग अटैच है जब भी कोई भी फीमेल स्पीशीज की टेटनेस 10 मीटर पास आए जो भी तुम कहते तुम मुझसे प्यार करते हो तुम्हें तो इतनी अकल भी नहीं है. This is some crap, you know. I had to just keep saying all these crazy things like, you know, this is crazy. My dialogue was crazy. It never made sense. And to learn them was totally crazy.
That was simply
probably that.
Okay. Anvisha, our sources says that you wanted to be future Steffi Graf of India. So what made our country lose such fine tennis player? How come acting over tennis?
Well, I was really into tennis. I was a national level player and things like that. But when I got chances to model, I decided to start modeling because ultimately it's a sorry state, but you know, it's pretty sorry that I need to say that. But sports in India doesn't really have that much of a future. There are only very few lucky people. Mm-hmm. And cricketers who can really, you know, boast of having all the facilities. Mm-hmm. Tennis is not got such a boost. There's only one Sanya Mirza till now. And I realized that when I'm getting offers to model, it'll be a wise decision.
No.
So tennis will always remain my passion. And I'm still crazy about Steffi Graf. Mm-hmm. But too bad, yeah, I couldn't go and compete with her. I couldn't, you know, represent our country. But tennis will always be my first love.
Okay. Anyways, Acha, yeah, you played Anvesha, and like we could not think anyone else playing Anvesha. I mean, simply there's no match.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's hear a special poem for you from our member Divyashi. A girl full of life who never fears. Amazing guts and a fabulous smile. Her personality is versatile. Red-headed doll with a deep dimple. Her eyes tell her truth. She is my idol and is loved by all. She is one. She is special. She is Priyawar.
That is so sweet. This girl, Divya Ashi, I think she's also known as Little Ashi. She keeps mailing me. She keeps sending me these lovely poems and all her incidents she keeps relating to me. She's very, very sweet. I just want to tell her that I think she was supposed to be in Bombay and she was about to meet me and something happened with her train or something like that. Okay. Whenever next year you have ways to contact me, just get in touch and I will surely meet you. You're very, very special. You're one of my most special fans. You know, you're really sweet.
I'm sure that must have made her day now.
She's very sweet. She really mails me regularly and she's very sweet.
Okay. Priya, we all know that one thing that contributed largely to the success of Remix was Ashi's lingo. So can you please for the last time say the terms for our IF members? Hey, Bhaggu, Dha, Psycho, for all the Ashi fans on IF.
Okay. This is the one which I really used for Timbo a lot because she could never get anything straight. So here it goes. Yeah. And now it's like I'm seeing my mother walking and I'm like, hey, and of course, then Mr. Yuvraj Dev, the most irritating boyfriend Ashi could ever have. Psycho! So I guess that's it. And Timbo, where are you, Timbo? Come here, Timbo. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, Anvesha Rules also wants to hear you sing lines from the Love Station track for them. Please, please, it's a request.
Hey, I know you're gonna probably hit me with juta and all, but I don't even remember the lines of Love Station. Yugi and I used to spend so much time like trying to learn the steps, you know, then to learn to get the lip sync, to spend another day. I do not remember the lines, but. I can sing with a CD.
I can all turn this song. But from Priya,
I send you an autograph CD.
Okay. So that'll be great then. Let me let you off.
Okay.
Priya, another crazy fan of yours, Priyam ka bolna hai. Ashi, you have a special place in my heart. I cry and laugh with you. You have started coming in my dreams also. No character has touched my heart so much like yours. I know you have heard it so many times, but I would like to say it again. You have become idol of millions of people.
Thanks a lot. I think you got to thank Tawan and Goldie and Shishti and everybody at Rose to, you know, have the guts to pull off a character like Anvesha, because our TV industry was used to very stereotypes. I think after Remix, a lot of things are going to change in the TV industry. You know, people will realize it's okay to do something different. It will work if you target the right kind of people. And thanks a lot for watching Remix. And I'm telling you this again and again, Remix wouldn't have worked without all of you people. If you guys wouldn't have watched it loyally, it wouldn't have worked. So thanks a lot for letting us be and letting us work in Remix for you guys.
Actually, I think it was much needed break in the Indian television. I mean, everyone was getting so tired watching the same soap dramas. So, I mean, we needed a youth show for youth. It goes like that.
Yes, we did.
Well, Priya, we have had loads and loads of messages for you, but unfortunately, due to time shortage, we could not convey all of them to you. So please say something for all your fans.
See, first of all, I want to say to all the people who've been loyal to Remix, who've looked up to me, who have enjoyed nearly 2 years of what Remix has brought into your life, thanks a lot for appreciating us, accepting us, loving us. You know, I feel like I'm a part of your family. I'm happy that all of you related to us and brought us into your home. And I'm because whenever I think it, any of my fans, there should be genuine love. It's not that, you know, they've seen someone on TV. It's like, hey, Anvesha, it's Anvesha. So thanks a lot, guys, and I'll never forget what Remix has meant to me. And I'm so happy that, you know, I don't know, all I want to say is just see life goes on, have fun. Remember, Remix came into your life. It has changed a lot of things forever. And just look up to the future and have a good time. Just be good individuals. That's it.
Well, Anvesha, it was lovely talking to you. Thank you so much. Your fans all across the world from India forums, including me, really miss you in action. So we all are really eagerly waiting to see you in other serials. On behalf of India forums. You can go
thanks
on.
Thanks a lot. It was great talking to you.
I said thanks.
It was great talking to you too. You brought back all the memories that I slightly forgotten the last few days. I've been running around and you just brought me back into the reality zone. And thanks a lot for conveying all the messages from my fans. It really means to me. And your site rocks. Your site surely rocks.
Thank you very much. Before we say goodbye to you, Anvesha, can we get your email ID, like where our fans can send you emails? Because they really want to send mails to Anvesha.
Yeah, most of them already have it, but it's priyawal@readersmail.com. And yeah, I just want to say, it's not Wal, it's Wal, W-A-L. A lot of people pronounce it as Wal, but it's Priyawal. So it's priyawal@readersmail.com.
Okay. Thank you a lot, Priya. On behalf of India Forums, I would wish you good luck.
Thanks a lot, yeah. Nice chatting to you. To catch you soon again. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.